Chaitanya Bhagavat class in chapter 8, Madhyakanda. Continuing description of Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic symptoms displayed during a Sankirtan Leela in Navadvip. This is his Navadvip Leela before going to Jagannath Puri. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Vedavyas Maharaj Ki, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Krishna Balarama Ki, Radha Shyama Sundara Ki Jai, Gornitai Ki Jai, Brajadama Ki Jai, Radha Giri Dhari Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Yesterday we left off Lord Chaitanya. His ecstasies were being described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed such extraordinary ecstatic symptoms that have never been. This is deki na shunya, shunya na deki. These symptoms have never been seen before in any descent of the Lord, or appearance of the Lord, or any leela of the Lord in Treta Yuga, Satya Yuga, Dwapara, or Kali. And they've never been heard before, and never been mentioned, not even in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So by Vedavyas, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentioning not even in Srimad Bhagavatam, because why does he say Srimad Bhagavatam? Because Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost crest jewel of all Shastra. Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's describing the ecstatic loving symptoms of Krishna's Braja Bhaktas, especially Radharani, in Brahmar Geet. Brahmar Geet is describing the highest expression of love, of prema, Mohanaikya Mahabhav, and Chitra Jalpa, and all these expressions. Nevertheless, even though the Srimad Bhagavatam is revealing this, Srimad Bhagavatam is not describing any form of Radharani known as Korma Radha. Korma Radha, or Kachua Radha. But there is a form of Korma Chaitanya. And we don't hear of Radharani grinding her face. Radharani grinding her face against the walls of her in-law, the walls of her house in Yavat, and blood oozing from her mouth in separation from Krishna. But we do hear about Krishna as Mahaprabhu grinding his face against the walls of the Gambira during his Gambira Leela. Now, this is something unheard of. No one's ever heard before. No one's ever seen descriptions before. So now, making that statement, in verse number 219 of chapter 8, Madhyakanda, Chaitanya Bhagavat, the natural question will be, well, what were these symptoms? What were these extraordinary symptoms that have never been seen before? So it sounds like advertising. Never seen before. Never heard before. So we ask that question, well, what were they and what are they? And then he says, here they are. And he just begins with verse 220 to describe or delineate those different symptoms, which have never been seen before in any descent of the Lord, nor have they ever been described in any shastra presented by Vedavyas. Shani shani sarva anga haya stamba kriti tila deke nanayite nahika shakhati. Sometimes Mahaprabhu, or rather, Gaurasundara's entire body was stunned in such a way that no one could even slightly bend his body. They couldn't bend his body. When a man dies, an ordinary man, who's not a Mahapurush, or person, lady, whatever, their body becomes stiff as a board. Dead body is like this, stiff as a board. It's called rigor mortis. Rigor means rigid. Rigid means firm, unmoving, unbending. Rigor mortis. This is the condition of the body after the soul leaves the body at death. It's called rigor mortis. And in the Christian tradition, in funeral homes, where they prepare the bodies of the Christians before they bury them in the ground, they receive these dead bodies from hospitals or from people's homes or wherever they die, old people, young people. And they're stiff. They're sometimes sitting like this. You can't move their finger, you can't move their elbow. They're like this, they die like this. Ah! Seeing the Yamadutas or something in the geriatric ward of the hospital. Ah! Ah! And they die just like this. Frozen, like a frozen body. You take someone's body and put it in a deep freeze instantaneously. And then to prepare these bodies to bury them, they have to break the limbs. They have to break the arms, break the legs. Because I had one friend who was working in a, what they call it, mortuary or funeral home. Not much of a home. But the leg is bent up like this. And then when you see any dead body in any Christian from the West, Europe, America, when they die, they don't burn the bodies, they bury them. So the knee is bent like this. So they take a hammer and they crack it and they have all the different things and they snap it. And then every time you see any dead body in America, you can see 50 million people dead. They're always like this. Hands folded on their chest, legs straight, both feet are together with brand new shoes because they dress them up. New pair of shoes, new pair of pants, new shirt, tie. And then they put some color on the face because the color is totally black. The face is totally black after a day or two. So they put some powder and put powder puff and make it look very nice for the men. I'm speaking about the men. What to speak of the lady? They put lipstick, earrings, everything. Because they're going to their final party, so they're dressed up. They're going to Yamaraj's party. But it's not that 15 million people die like this. They're all like this. And they snap them and crack them, snap them and crack them and straighten them and break them until they're all like this. 15 million people, when they die, they end up like this before they go in the ground. That's a good way to go. If they were like this before they died, they wouldn't go to Yamaraj. If their whole life they were like this, oh my Lord, Kim Karomi, how may I serve you? Then they would never see Yamaraj. And they wouldn't be bent out of shape when they died. They would die as Mahapurushas. And when a Mahapurush liberated soul dies, his body is flexible. He doesn't get rigor mortis. Even after 5 days, 7 days. Siddha yogis or bhaktas, they're flexible. And they don't even, sometimes their color doesn't change. They're so highly evolved, their body is surcharged with chit shakti. We saw in Srila Prabhupada, the film is there, his body was so fluid. And I only saw in a film of Prabhupada, I wasn't here, but I was in Radhakund when they placed our godbrother, Srila Bhakti Sridharadamodar Swami, when they put him in Samadhi. And there were people there when they sat him on an asana and they bathed him. There's some rituals. They bathed the body. Of course, there was a screen around it. Only a few men and sannyasis could see. There's hundreds of people in the courtyard in Gopal Mandir. But I could see. And he was sitting. It was like they lifted his arm and his arm went like this. They lifted his... It's just like you're sleeping. Somebody lifts your child's arm and you roll your child over and he goes like this and you put his arm like this. His arms are like this. And it looked like he was about to give a lecture. And he'd already been dead for 3 or 4 days. He died in Mayapur. He left his body in Mayapur. Then he was in Calcutta. Then he was in Delhi. Then finally he's in Radhakund. Several days. Nothing blowing up. His body is all proper shape. They blow up like a balloon within a few hours, 8-10 hours after death. And color, it was golden. His skin is golden color, very nice color. And it's no spots or blue, green, anything. Anyone saw? Did anyone see Bhakti Sridharadamodar? 1, 2. I was amazed. He looked more alive than I do. I was starting to think, wait a minute, maybe I should go inside. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vrindavanas Thakur is saying that his body, one extraordinary symptom that he displayed in his ecstasy of prema, was his body became so stumba, so stiff, that you couldn't bend any of his limbs. Every one of his limbs turned into wood. His finger, you couldn't bend his finger. He's like a column. You can't bend this column. Can you bend this? You can't bend it. Can you bend it? This is an amazing symptom, because we have, for example, you might say, well, wait a minute, you're talking about stumba. Or Vrindavan Das Thakur is talking that he's stumba. Well, I read Nectar Devotion. Everyone studied Nectar Devotion. So he's saying here, stumba, stumba kriti, tilar deke nainita nahika shakati. So the word is stumba. So this is the seventh expression of bhav. Stumba then pralaya. So this is Nectar Devotion, stumba. So stumba means you become stiff, you become like a stumba, become kind of frozen, kind of entranced. But that condition of stumba, you can still move, somebody can still come and move your finger or bend your ear or something. You know, bend your ear. But this condition of stumba, that's why it's never been seen before, described before. You couldn't bend Lord Chaitanya's ear, it was frozen. This is bending. You couldn't bend it. So this is not an ordinary sattvic bhav. This is extraordinary. So this is why Vrindavan Das Thakur is trying to emphasize, these are the examples, one by one, of the unique expressions of Mahaprabhu. Seyanga shane shane hina matahoy ashti matra nahijena navanitamai. Sometimes Gaurachandra's body became slackened in such a way that became soft as butter without any bones. There's nowhere such a description. Sometimes his body became so soft it was just like butter. And butter is nothing solid, there's no infrastructure. Butter outside, inside is just gushy and mushy and soft. You put your thumb on the top of a big square of butter and you won't run into any hard object. There's no hard object underneath or in the middle of the butter. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body, of course, is transcendental, obviously. So even his so-called infrastructure, outer structure, bones or whatever, it's all transcendental, divya kalevaram. But Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing his body became so soft that it was just like the whole thing was like butter. This is almost like unbelievable. Kakano deki je anga guna duitin kakano subhav haite atishaya kshin. Sometimes Gaurasundara's body appeared to be double in size or triple in size, and sometimes it appeared to shrink. But sometimes instead of being 7 feet tall, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is 7 feet tall, 7 foot lambe, he became 14 feet tall, 21 feet tall. He couldn't come inside here. He couldn't stand in this room. This room is only about 18, maybe in the center. In the very center, his head would be touching the top. 21 feet. Or maybe it must be less. I think 18 or something. And sometimes he would shrink. Of course, okay, that's fine. This is the philosophy. We read this philosophy, and this is describing in the Aishwarya Gyan. Aishwarya Gyan, when you're describing vibhuti of Vishnu or Krishna's vibhuti, we say anoraniyan mahato mahiyan. Krishna is smaller than the smallest. Anu means atom. Atom is the smallest particle of matter. Of course, now they break the atom in so many pieces and jump inside and find out different things. They cut a hole in the atom and jump in and find out subatomic particles. But if they go inside, what do you find inside the atom? Shirdakshay Vishnu. So therefore, Anoraniyan. Krishna is smaller than the smallest. The Mahato Mahiyan, he's bigger than the biggest. Mother Yashoda was a Brahmandagat, and she opened her mouth to see the so-called ladus. Not the ladus, but see the clay that her Nandulal was eating. All the boys were conspiring against him to accuse him of eating clay rather than laddus, or her laddus. And so when she looked in his mouth, she saw many, many universes. She saw hundreds of Shivas, hundreds of Brahmas. And then she saw Brajadam, and she saw one Mother Yashoda. And she saw one Mother Yashoda looking inside, and she saw one Nandalal. And that Mother Yashoda was looking inside Nandalal's mouth, and inside that mouth of the Nandalal that Yashoda was looking into, there were more universes. And then she closed her eyes and said, oh, this is very interesting. Anyway, this is simply a few drops of Vismay, Vismay Ras. Vismay Ras is one Gona Ras, mixing with her motherly love. Something amazing, astonishing. So Krishna's bigger than the biggest Virat Rup. But Lord Chaitanya, he's showing it in a practical way. Now, look at me now. Now I'll become bigger than the biggest. Oh, now look at me. Now I'll become so small. There's nowhere to describe this type of ecstasy. Kakanova mata jena tuli tuli jai hasya dolayanga ananda sadhai. Sometimes Gaurachandra was intoxicated in such a way that he tottered. Means he was going like this from side to side. He tottered from side to side like a drunkard. Like someone who drank a bottle of whiskey. He was just like tottering. Losing his balance. He swayed back and forth while laughing. What ecstasy is this? A drunken gait, the gait of an intoxicated man. We see it plenty of times. You see in India, especially, some guy walking down the national highway, or walking in Delhi. They drink a few bottles of whiskey and they start walking down the middle of the street. I remember once we were in Delhi and some guy was shouting to everyone in Hindi, "Stop, stop, I'm the Prime Minister! I am the Prime Minister, stop, stop!" He was drunk in the middle of the street, like this, going like this, and everyone's cars are going like this, veering away from him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became intoxicated, mad, in Krishna Prem, transcendental madman. Sakala Vaishnave Prabhu Deki Eki Eki Bhavaveshe Purvam Nam Dhari Dhari Dhyake. Seeing all the Vaishnavas, Gaurachandra called each of them that by the name they bore in their previous birth. Previous birth? Bhavaveshe Purva Nam Dhari Dhari Dhyake. Sakala Vaishnave Prabhu. I don't know anything about Hindi or Sanskrit or Bengali. I know very little about English. But what I can see in the Bengali says, Bhava Veshe Purvanam Dhari Dhari Dhake. It's saying Purvanam, like Purva Samskara, and we all know this word, Purva, or Purvarag, means prior or previous. Their previous name, Purvanam, Bhava Vesh. Mahaprabhu was absorbed in a bhav. And what bhav was he absorbed in? He was absorbed in Braj Bhav, Radha Bhav. Lord Krishna's in Gauranga's form in the mood of Radharani, the Bhava and Kanti of Radha. So he's absorbed, Bhava Vesh means, Avesh means to enter, he's become absorbed and enveloped with, totally identifying with a particular Bhava, a particular type of loving absorption, loving viewpoint, loving feeling, loving consideration and loving discrimination. And then he started to see everyone, because this is called bhav drishti. We see according to our bhav. If you're a krodi wala, then you see everyone's angry. Oh, he's angry. Look, this guy is angry. No, you're angry. Jesus said something like that. He said, first remove, what was it? The thorn from your own eye before you. Something. Huh? Something like Jesus said, I've been a little separated from Christianity for a while. But Jesus said, first remove the thorn from your own eye before you judge the thorn in somebody else's, or something like this. So, in Sanskrit they say, Atmanam manyate jagat. Atmanam manyate jagat. This is called man, thinking. We can see by thinking and we can see by feeling. One is Bhavdrishti and one is Mandrishti. You can see according to your calculation, according to your thinking. You're thinking it should be like this, I wish it was like this, it's like this. And that may be really what it's like on one level, at least the external level of vastu or objects. But on a different level, on a vibratory level, on a heart level, this is called Bhavdrishti. On Mandrishti, the Mandrishti is the mother looks at her son. Her son is 25 years old. He's 6 feet, he's 2.5 meters tall. Diameter lambe. Diameter. Right? Diameter lambe. 6.5 feet tall. He weighs 100 kilos. And so this is Mandrishti. She's seeing exactly. This is a fact. He's 6.5 feet tall. He weighs 100 kilos. Now there's Bhavdrishti. Bhavdrishti is, this is my son. I'm his mother. She says, Oh, my baby. Oh, come on. Take some food. You must be hungry. Are you okay? Are they giving you enough food in college? Are you okay? And she touches his cheek and kisses him. And Mom, stop it. You know, I'm 6.5 feet. I'm 100 kilos. Hey, what are you? You're my baby. Be quiet. Sit down. This is Bhavdrishti. One is a type of reality. Length, depth is a three-dimensional reality. Length, depth, and width. Length, and then width, and depth. This is Mandrishti, seeing according to mind, calculation, measuring, weighing, calculating, measuring. But then there's Bhavdrishti. Bhavdrishti, there's no calculation. It's only the free flow of your bhav. The free flow of your loving sentiments. The position of your heart. If you have no heart, then there's no Bhavdrishti. It's only mental. It's all mind, mechanical vision. So, Mahaprabhu, he's in bhav, Mahabhav. He's seeing, this is not Nityananda. So, interesting translation. Gauranga was calling the Vaishnavas, each of them, Haribo, Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Radhe, Vishuddha Sattva Maharaja Ki. So Gauranga was calling his associates, his Mayapur associates, he was calling them Purvanam by the names that they were known previously in the bhav that he's seeing them in. He is seeing all of his associates in Mayapur in Brajabhav. He is in Brajabhav, Mahabhav, Radharani's bhav. And he's seeing Nityananda and he's seeing Gadadhar. He's seeing everyone in Brajabhav, Bhavdrishti. So when he sees Nityananda and Bhavdrishti, he says, Hey, Haladar! Hey, Dauji! Haladar, Dauji! Kya hua? Hal kaha? Where's your plow? Where's your hal? Where's your plow? And then he saw Gadadhar. He said, Hey! Barsanawali! Ab kaise? Theek hai, balo! Barsanawali, balo! Then Gadadhar finally said, Kub balo, kub. Theek rahega. So he's seeing like that. The translator is saying their previous birth. You know, it's okay. I would never, of course I don't know anything, but I would never translate this verse like this. So this is his Bhavdrishti seeing that, just like the mother is seeing her son is the prime minister. Or he's the high court judge. So when he comes into high court and everyone says, Everyone stand and rise to greet His Majesty, the High Court Judge. They have these terms. Here comes the High Court, and everyone stands. Yes. If you ever go to court, the High Court. So the mother, everyone knows this is the Prime Minister. What do you call it? The Samrat? What is this? What's the Prime Minister in Hindi? What do you call it? Pradhan Mantri. Pradhan, not Chota Mantri, but Pradhan. Main one, the big shot. Pradhan Mantri. Prime Minister. And so she sees him, oh Lala, oh my... She doesn't say Prime Minister. Once I told this story before, but it's on the same point. I was taking lunch with Dats Goswami in, I don't know, Prasad in 1984 or something. And then the phone rang, and then his servant said, "It's your mother, Satsuru Maharaj's mother." So he got on the phone, and his mother said, "Hello, this, that, the other, goodbye." And so he was laughing. Maharaj was laughing. And I said, "Why are you laughing?" He said, "Everywhere in this ISKCON society, I'm Sripad, or His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad, Satsarup Goswami, Alaga Laga, whatever, you know, name. But when I pick up the phone, my mother says, 'Stevie! Stevie!'" That's his name, like Sunil or whatever, you know, say Sunil. "Stevie, are you okay? Are they feeding you? Are you getting enough to eat?" And this is after he's 30 years in ISKCON. He was 60 years, 55 years old or something. "Stevie!" So Mahaprabhu is in this. So this is reality. Reality is your bhav. This is Braj. In Braj, everyone sees according to bhav, beginning with Radharani and Krishna, everyone. They see each other according to bhav. And people who live in Vrindavan, they use this term. Now it's becoming a little bit of a cliche, and it doesn't have any backing. It is like a blank bullet. It is making sound, but there's no backing. There's no real backing behind the phrase or the term. But the Brijvasis, they still use this word. You mention someone, they say, "Hey, Prembhav koinehi. Koinehi. Prembhav, this Admi, no Prembhav ne." They know different people. They say, this person doesn't have any Prembhav in his heart. Because in Braj, this whole Braj is this Prembhumi. Brajabhumi means Prembhumi. It is thick. It's not so much being distributed because it's Madhurya. It's just becoming sweet and then sweetening itself. It's becoming sweet and then sweetening itself and then increasing its sweetness and becoming more condensed and then expanding but containing itself within the boundaries. This is the sweetness of Madhurya Dham, Vrindavan. But in Gaur Dham, in Navadvip Dham, the sweetness is becoming sweet and getting deposited into itself and becoming sweet but then expanding beyond the limits of Gaur Dham. Vrajaprem doesn't expand. Madhurya Dham, it stays. But this Prem in Navadvip, Gauranga Prem, this Audharya, this overfills and starts flowing everywhere. And this is our fortune. So the Mahaprabhu he's distributing this Prem around the world. So now the next verse. Haladara Shiva Shuka Narada Prahlad Rama Aja Udav Bhalya Kari Nad. Gaurachandra loudly addressed all of his associates. Haladara Shiva. Who is Shiva? Who is Shiva? Are you awake or asleep? We're in Navadvip. We're with Lord Gauranga. We are with all his eternal associates in the Kirtan. He's in ecstasy of Brajabhav, and he's calling all his associates. Are you with me? You're awake? Okay. Now, who is he calling Shiva? Mahavishnu Sarashiva. Mahavishnu Sarashiva? Advaita Charja. So he's looking at Advaita. It's like I look at Haladhar and say, "Hey, Kalavati Manjari." You say, "I'm not Kalavati Manjari, I'm Homkar." Hey, give up that Homkar, become Kalavati Manjari. I look at you, you say, "Hey, I'm not a Manjari, I'm a man. I'm Krishna Das." No, you're Pravavati Saki. No, they understand. Oh, this is your Bhav. This is your Bhav. Okay, this is my Bhav. Just like the Prime Minister, he comes into his mother's house and his mother says, "Oh, my Lala, oh, my baby." So he doesn't say, "Hey, mother, don't you know I'm the Prime Minister? I'm the Pradhan Mantri?" He gives up that Bhav. He gives up that Upadi. He gives up that Mamta, that I'm the Prime Minister. He says, "No, I belong to my mother. Your Bhav is my Bhav. Your Bhav is Vatsalya Bhav. You want me as your son. You want to love me and see me as your son. I will give up and discard any other Bhav, any other Upadi or identity, and I will become what you want me to become at this moment. And when I walk out this door and go outside and there's 25 guys with machine guns, all these guards with machine guns, and I have all this motorcade and all these Mercedes-Benz and everything, then Pradhan Mantri, everyone stand. But when I walk in the house, hey, So all the devotees, he's looking at Vaitacharya and saying, Shiva! And he's looking at Shiva's Thakur, and what is he saying? Narada Muni Bhajana Vina Radhika Ramana Name. And he's looking at, what does he say? He's saying, Haladar, Shiva, Shukadev, Narad, Prahlad, Rama, Aja, Udav. Emata Sabha Deki Nana Matabale Jevaje Bastutaha Prakashahi Chale. In this way, Gaurasundar revealed the actual identities of his Navadvip associates by speaking about them in various ways. Aparupa Krishna Vesha Aparupa Nritya Anande Nayana Bhari Deke Sababritya. All of Gaurasundar's servants happily watched Anandanayan Bhari as the Lord displayed his unparalleled ecstatic love for Krishna and unparalleled dancing. Aparupa Krishna Vesh Aparupa Nitya Anandanayana Bhari Deki Savabritya. Savabritya, all the servants of the Lord, Savabritya, all these surrendered loving servants of Gaurasundar, Savabritya, Their eyes, Nayane Bhari Anandi, their eyes were heavenly laden with blissful feelings of love. Anande Bhariya, it says Ananda Nayana Bhariya. Bhariya means bara, means heavy. Their eyes were heavily laden with blissful glances of love, glancing at their beloved Gaura, appreciating and reveling in his love, in his Krishna Vesh. Oh, you're absorbed in Krishna Vesh. You're absorbed in the mood of loving Krishna. And we're moving with you. You're flowing towards Krishna and we're moving with you. Your current of love is rushing to the lotus feet of Krishna and our love is rushing in that same current because we are one with you. We have no separate interests. My Lord, your interest is our interest. Your desire is our desire and your love is our love. And let us together combine and offer all our love together at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna Vesh, Aparupa Krishna Vesh. Aparupa. Now, this love is affecting you so much. And because we're identifying with you, you're dancing. It says Aparupa Nritya. You're Aparupa Nritya. You're dancing in an unparalleled and Aparupa form which has never been seen before. And so are we because we're one with you in love. You're dancing in your loving ecstasy of absorption in Krishna and we're dancing alongside of you, nourishing your ecstasy and tasting the remnants. Gaur Harivo. Dai Gaur Harivo. Navadvip Chandra Ki Jai. Krishna Chandra Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Text 228. Purve Jai Sundaila Bhadira Bitare Se Matra Deki Anye Praveshite Nare. Only those who had previously entered the house of Srivas were allowed to see those pastimes. Bitare Se Matra Deki Anye Praveshite Nare. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's purport. There was such a large number of people watching Gaurachandra's dancing that no one other than those who had previously entered Shiva's courtyard were allowed in. It was a private party, invitation only. Some acharyas say that, I can't remember, this is in the middle of the chapter, whether this is an evening kirtan or in morning kirtan in Shivas's house. Generally, the gatherings here were in the evening time. We have this Shayan Artik. And the acharyas are saying usually there are about 200 doso bhakta log. About 200 devotees were coming. It was a party for 200. And many hundreds were gathering outside the compound wall of Srivas Thakur, beating on the gate. Let us in, let us in. Unfortunately, we don't have that problem nowadays. No one is beating on the door of any Hare Krishna temple. Let us in, let us in. We want to join the kirtan. Our doors are wide open and people walk right by the temple. We deliberately open our doors when we have these city temples, these matchless gift type prototypes or whatever, storefront temples, we open the doors. Please come in. All are welcome. Join our kirtan. Take prasad. Hear the Hare Katha. Thousands walk by and no one comes in. But here, Gauranga's kirtan, hey, let us in. Very selected audience, a privileged crowd. The Parishads, the eternal associates of the Lord, relishing his pastimes and displaying them for our benefit. Vrindavan Das Thakur has collected all these leelas for teaching us, for purifying us, for attracting us, and for satisfying us. All of these things happen by hearing the Lord's leela. Of course, education. This is great. Now let's say, now I gave kind of the long distance camera viewpoint. One side of the wall, behind the door, everyone's relishing these ecstasies of Brajabhav and Kirtan. On the other side, people want to come in. Daiya aise loka kirtana shuniya pravishite nare loka dware rahe giya. On hearing the loud kirtan, people came running. People were running to the kirtan. Hey, come on, don't miss it. Do you hear that? They were like running. Do you hear that mridanga? No, that's not, hey Baba, that's not one mridanga, that's 10 mridangas. You're deaf? Oh, yeah, it must be 10 mridangas, it's so loud. Come on. No, but I'm getting dressed. Forget it. Put one earring on, run to the kirtan. Right? Ras Kirtan. Ras Lila Kirtan and Mayapur Ras Kirtan. The Brahmin is getting half dressed. They are putting kajal on half their eyes because the Brahmins also wear a kajal. The Brahmins in Navadvipa are running to Srivas Thakur's house with one eye had kajal and only a gold earring in one ear because the Brahmins, they wear these earrings to increase their memory. There's a point here connected to memory. They become Shrutidhara by piercing that point at the right age. Sandal with chandan, earring, gold, whatever. So they're running, one earring, kajal. They can't wait to finish their dressing. Sound familiar? Have you ever heard this before? Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela. Gopis, Gwals, Abiras, Pandits, Brahmins, Mishras. This is, you go in one door, you're in one room, you're in Navadvip. You go in another door, you're in Vrindavan. You go in one door, you see all these Brahmins and Pandits, and they have names like Gadadhar Pandit and like this, sort of Damodar. Then you go in another door and say, wait a minute, your face, I saw you in Navadvip. You look, I don't mind, but I met a Pandit in Navadvip. His name was Gadadhar Pandit. But obviously you are a beautiful Sakhi, Kishori Gopi. And obviously your name is not Gadadhar Pandit. What is your name? Oh, my name is Radhika. So it's like this. They have dual identities. One minute Narada, 1 minute Srivas. 1 minute Haladhar, 1 minute Nityananda. This Leela is too much mystifying. You can never get to the end of this Leela. This Leela, as soon as you approach Gaur's Leela, then it goes 100 steps ahead. They say, Krishna, you take one step towards Krishna, then what does Krishna do? Takes 10 steps towards you. But if you take one step towards Gaur Leela, then Gaur Leela becomes 10 more steps beyond you. But then also getting mercy, but in the actual ultimate issue of this Leela is too much esoteric. And that's why it attracts everyone. Very, 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 very special. So, let's see. So on hearing the loud kirtan, people came running, but they were not able to enter, so they stood at the door. Prabhur agyaya dridha lagi jache dwara pravishite nare loka sabbe or sabha nadi jara. The door was firmly locked by the order of the Lord. Dridha. Dridha lagi jache dwara. Dridha, it was really locked, not half locked, like some Indian doors they put it. chain, they wrap the chain around like this and like this, but it's not really locked. Then you move the chain and get inside. There's no real lock. They put a chain like this and like this. You must know if you live here long enough. But this is firmly locked, absolutely, totally locked. Drida lagi jatshe dora. And then it says, and why? Who did that? Hey, why are you closing the door of the temple? Why are you keeping us out? This is the order of Prabhu. Who's this Prabhu? Gaurachandra. Gaura Prabhu. This is God's order, Lord Chaitanya's order. Lock the door. These people don't deserve. They don't. This is a special kirtan, special leela. The ordinary people of Nadia were not able to enter. So by hearing all this, what can we understand? What type of... I mean, there's different levels of understanding. Let's take this first. Okay, it's on this level of transcendence, and it's all Madhurya Leela of Gauranga and his associates, and they're interacting with the associates also in Navadvip, and we're 500 years later. So what point can we draw down to our level? This is like the Lokik Vichara from our level. So there's, or let's say this is called the Adibhotika, or Adiatmika Vichara. What can we draw? We can understand from this description that to be a member of Gauranga's kirtan party in Ecuador, in Brazil, or rather Colombia, or Australia, or India, to be a member of Gauranga's kirtan party is a great privilege. It is a great privilege. It is by invitation only. So if we have the fortune to be in a Sankirtan in front of Rath Yatra of Jagannath, or in the Gaurapurnim festival in Mayapur, or on the Navadvip Prikama, or with Aindra Prabhu's Kirtan here, or any Prabhus or ladies here or there, having Kirtan in some Sangha, we should think, oh, how fortunate I am. Let me count my... graces or whatever. Because we see that everyone's pounding on the door, let us in, and the Lord's order. What is the Lord's order? Lord Chaitanya's order is you're in and you're out. So we are, you could say, although we all know what we are, but we are the chosen ones. On one level. Oh, no pride, please. No pride, no ego. But the fact remains that somehow or other, by Guru Kripa and Purva Sanskara and Nam Kripa, everything together, and Gauranga Kripa and Radharani Kripa, everything ultimately Kripa, we are the chosen ones because we have the fortune, the sobhagya, to be chosen by the Lord to be a member of the Kirtan party. And everyone in the world, they think, the majority of the people, they think the members of the Kirtan party, they're all nuts. They're crazy. You guys are crazy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hey, get a job, you stupid. Put on pants and shirt. What are you running around in Moscow with a bed sheet on? Don't you have enough money? You come out, you sleep in this sheet, and now you come out and dress in it. It's your bed sheet from your bed. You need some money for a pair of pants? There's people that, this maybe they're more respectful in Moscow, but... In San Francisco and L.A., where we're from, they cut it like it is. You know? But they think like this, and they see like that. But what we feel is, we all feel like proud peacocks. We feel like proud peacocks. We are peacocks in the Kadamba tree of Gauranga. He has put us in his tree. His tree means his parivar, his family. Lord Chaitanya's family. This Gotra, Gaura Gotra. Achyuta Gotra, okay. That's one Leela, Achyuta Gotra, but what about Gaura Gotra? Achyuta Gotra, Gaura. Gaura Chandra. Gaura Gotra. We're members of his family. The Chaitanya tree. There's this main trunk and this branch, Nityananda branch, and Advaita, and like this, Chaitanya Saraswat, different branches. So this is our good fortune. This is one point that can swell our hearts with some pride that, oh, how lucky I am, how fortunate I am. I'm not crazy, you're crazy. All you materialistic people that have not been chosen, I feel very sad for you, you're very unfortunate, so please take this book. Please take this mantra card. That's why we're here. as we receive the fortune and blessings and invitation of Lord Chaitanya to enter the kirtan party, we want to give the same fortune to you. Please join us. Don't be a bystander. Don't sit on the fence. Make a commitment. Enter the party. Join. Sign in. Chat and be happy. This is Lord Chaitanya's teaching here. One teaching. Sahasra sahasra loka kala kalaravakare kirtana dekiba jat guchaha dujare. Thousands of people were loudly shouting, "Open the door quickly! We want to see the kirtan! Guru! Open the door! We want to see!" Don't open the door. They are persona non grata. Persona non grata. They are not welcome. No submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. So when we submit to Guru and Guranga, then we get permission. And when there's permission, come right in. Come right on in. You're welcome. Here's your kartals, here's your mridanga, here's your ganta, here's your gong, here's your wampers. Raise your hands above your head. Kirtan karo. This is the point here. So they're on one side. They're on one side yelling and having their kirtan. Open the door, open the door. Quickly, quickly, hurry up. We don't want to miss the kirtan. That's why we will be on time, so you don't miss the kirtan, Indra's kirtan at 6:30. And then Lord Chaitanya is saying, "Did you hear something? I didn't hear anything." Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. He's not hearing. He's absorbed in kirtan ras, prem ras. Because, and that's told here, on one side of the door, on one, outside the boundary of Shivas Thakur, pounding on the door, hundreds of people are gathering, trying to get in, yelling. That's the scene out there. So the cameras are out there, and you're looking through the camera, you're seeing everybody, "Hey, open the door." Now camera number two is inside the kirtan, mandali. Shivas Angam. Now let's take the, now the camera brings us in there. So now we see, what's going on? Meanwhile, back at the ranch. They say, "Meanwhile, back at the ranch." Now let's look inside and see what's going on in there. And we'll find out. Jateke Vaishnav Sava Kirtana Vesh Najane Apana Deha Anya Jana Kise. All the Vaishnavas were absorbed in the ecstasy of the kirtan. They are so much absorbed in kirtan that they are completely unaware of their material bodies. So what did they know of anyone else? In other words, they were totally oblivious to the world. There was Gauranga, there was the holy name, there was the service and surrender to the holy name, and there was the drinking deeply of the kirtan ras. They were dancing. Gauranga nachare, Gauranga nachare. People, there could be 10 million people outside the wall. Tong, 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 tong. Open quickly. Deaf to the world. Deaf. Deaf to the world. Not hearing anything. And this is Krishna. This is called absorption in Krishna consciousness. And this, we should take this lesson tomorrow when we chant japa or any time. Om holy name, Om Nam Prabhu. For one round... Once in my life, can I become totally absorbed so I don't hear any other sound? No cell phones, birds, bombs, anything can be going off in the environment or surroundings. I don't want to be aware of it. I want to be only aware of the holy name. I know if someone calls my name and says, "Prasadam is ready, Prabhu, this, that, the other thing," I won't even hear it. I will be deaf to all other sounds, and all my senses will become ears. My nose, my hands, everything will become ears, simply drinking the Maha Mantra. Let me be this much absorbed when I chant. And somebody says, "Hey, Prabhu, Hankar, Prasad. Hare Krishna. Hey, Prasad. Hey, come on, Prasad." Don't hear anything. And they shake you. "Come on, get up. And then, huh, what happened? I don't mean sleeping. Sometimes when we're sleeping, somebody, hey, what happened? I mean, absorbed in the sound of Krishna's name. This is what Vrindavanas is telling you. Vaishnavas, they were totally absorbed. Kirtan Avesh. So if there's Kirtan Avesh, there must be Japavesh. There's only two ways. There's Jap or Kirtan. So they entered deeply into the Kirtan and they couldn't come out. They went so deep in that ocean of Kirtan, they were drowning. When you're under the water, you can't hear anything on the land. If you dive under the water and do scuba diving, you don't know somebody on the land. Say, hey, what are you doing under there? Someone's standing on the beach yelling, hey, what are you doing underneath the ocean? What are you doing under there? All you see is bubbles coming up from your scuba tank. You know, these bubbles that come up from scuba. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, scuba. You know, they dive and it's with these goggles and they go under the water. You can't hear it. You're down there looking at all the amazing scenes and all the coral and the tropical fish, and they're yelling, hey, hey, hey. So this is being absorbed, avesh, kirtan avesh. So when will we have that absorption in japa? We dive deep into this anandam buddhivardhanam, this ever-expanding sound of the holy name. This is being taught here. So I think I'll... 6:30? Oh, just one verse more. It's not far to the temple. Not far to the ocean. The waves of the ocean are starting to build. When you go by 6:30, then you can dive right into the ocean. And don't come up. This is Kirtan Avesh. We're reading. It says, Yateke Vaishnava Sabha Kirtan Avesh Na Jane Apandeya Anya Jana Kise. Anya Jana. Anybody else, any other man, woman, living entity, they didn't know anything about. Because they are absorbed in the Kirtan. They forgot their bodies. So this is the Gyan. This is the theory. This is the Leela. This is the history. So now if you go in the Kirtan, you'll have the Vigyan. You won't know Anya Jana. You won't know about anybody else. You'll forget about Russia, this, that, the other thing, man, woman, anything. You become Kirtan Avesh, absorbed in the Kirtan, riding in the waves of the Kirtan. And you even forget about your body. Oh, I'm realizing I'm not this body. I'm simply a dedicated unit of service. I'm absorbed in the service of the holy name. This name will take me to all vast unknown regions of revelation. Let me just swim up this ocean of nectar. Jateke pashande sava napaya dvara bahire takiya manda bhalaye apara keha bhalaye gula sakalam hagikai chinile paibe laja dvara na kuchai. The materialistic people who could not enter the house of Shivas, they started speaking very harsh words outside the gate. Because when your desire is frustrated, what happens? When our desires are frustrated, we become angry. And when we are angry, we speak very harsh words, heavy words. So what's an example of some of these harsh words that these angry, frustrated people outside the Kirtan were saying? These guys, these fellows, they beg to fill their bellies. And they are ashamed of being recognized, so they do not open the door. And the purport is saying that these fellows, they're very poor and wretched, and they go out all day and beg, but no one gives them anything. They're very hungry, they're starving, but no one gives them any alms or any food. So then they come back and they lock the gate and they all gather together, all these starving beggars gather together, and all their bellies are empty and they're moaning, oh, Haribo, Haribo, Hare Krishna, I'm hungry, Hare Krishna. And they're all feeling so many hunger pangs that they're simply crying out of hunger. They're not in ecstasy of Kirtan Ras. They're simply crying because they're dying of hunger, because no one will give them anything when they go out all day and beg. So they're embarrassed. Why are they embarrassed? Because they didn't collect anything. Just like when you go on Sankirtan all day and you come back at night to the Sankirtan leader and he says, how much did you collect? He said nothing. You feel a little embarrassed. You feel a little shy. And he said, what happened? Well, you know, I saw my old school friend, and you know, we went off here and there, and it got late, and didn't distribute any books. These things can happen. So they were embarrassed. So this is what the materialistic people, the offenders that were outside Srivas Thakur. So now we're going to hear more tomorrow about these unfortunate people that were not accepted in the kirtan. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.